Another reason President Barack Obama might be eager to have the health care bill passed today is so that he can start his holiday vacation already. The president said earlier this week that he would delay his year-end Hawaiian vacation until the health care bill is passed. When he finally does head to his native state, he'll find a place with some troubling conditions. A severe budget crisis means that Hawaiian children are only going to school 4 days a week, and tourism, one of the state's major industries, has been hit hard by the recession. Joining us now to discuss this is Wayne Yoshioka. He is the political reporter for Hawaii Public Radio. Wayne, thanks for joining us.
Well, hello, Jackie.
So what is the mood on the island as the president prepares for his arrival?
Well, he comes to a state where he was born that is ranked number 3 in the nation for job losses this year. And that's more than 21,000 jobs lost. The U.S. Labor Bureau statistics shows that it's going to be about 7% throughout the whole year. So the state budget has been hit hard. Tourism has been really hit hard. Pre-recession days, you know, tourists used to spend up to $12 billion a year. And now the industry has been hard hit by the global recession. The financial strain on the West Coast has been really bad. And so, you know, visitor spending is really down. And so the economy is really feeling the pinch.
I understand that one of the places, one of the many places which have been pared back in funding is the school system. Explain how kids are going to school just 4 days a week.
Well, in dealing with the faltering economy, the governor, Linda Lingle, instituted a 22% cut in all the budgets across the board. And then this year, she instituted another 14% cut. And so when the teachers signed their union contract, it included 17 days of unpaid leave each year. Now, under that agreement, public schools are closed for 1 day, and that would save $4 to $5 million a day in salaries as well as operational costs. As you know, Hawaii leaders were immediately criticized for those so-called furlough Fridays, and leading that was Secretary of Education Arne Duncan. The governor has been trying to reinstate those days, but there's just not enough money in the state to bring those back.
Yeah. There's also been a lot of back and forth on the bill that recognizes Native Hawaiians, the bill that's called the Akaka Bill. Could you tell us what's going on with that?
Well, officially, the Native Hawaiian Government Reorganization Act of 2009 is named after Senator Daniel Akaka, who first introduced the measure in 2000. The Akaka Bill, if passed, would federally recognize ethnic Hawaiians as an Indian tribe, much like Native Americans and Alaskans. The measure was passed by the House Natural Resources and Senate Indian Affairs Committees and will go to the floor of both houses sometime next year. President Obama has indicated he would sign it. The full House has passed previous versions of the bill, but it's never cleared the Senate.
So, Wayne, you are a political reporter. Has having a Hawaiian, Barack Obama, as we pointed out, is born and raised in Hawaii, although he claimed Chicago more recently, has that made a difference in any sense to the state?
I think there's a great sense of pride of having a Hawaii-born president. But I think one of the crowning achievements for President Barack Obama was when he named Hawaii as the host city of the 2011 Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Leaders Meeting. I think it's called APEC anyway. Mm-hmm. And it's a major international gathering. It involves 18 other heads of state. And I guess he chided all of them by saying, you're going to look great in an aloha shirt.
Because of the custom of wearing native garb for the APEC summits.
Yes, and it'll just bring a lot of attention to Hawaii, and I think we need it for our tourism economy.
Wayne, any word on what the president intends to do on his holiday?
Well, they have all kinds of pictures from his last visit where he's eating shaved ice. Hopefully he'll do that with his daughters. And also, he might even take a dip in the ocean.
And someone said that he might wear the customary plastic sandals and flash a sign. I didn't understand what kind of sign this was.
It's called the Shaka sign, with the baby finger and the thumb out with three other fingers folded down. During his inauguration, he gave the Shaka sign to one of the Hawaii bands that were marching, and people said, oh, look, he's getting a telephone call. So that's the Shaka sign.
But it doesn't mean telephone call.
No, it means easy.
Easy. I like that.
Easy.
Well, take it easy, Wayne. Wayne Yoshioka is the political reporter from Hawaii Public Radio, and he joined us from that station. Aloha.
Aloha.